Mic check, 1, 2, what is this? You're now tuning to In Perfect Sense right here on UnifiedRadio.tv. I'm one of four hosts. I go by the name of Eric E., Mr. Dawson, whatever it is you call me. But I beg you, please do not call me a midget. And to the left of me, I got the bully with me. I got the homie Conway.
You already.
You know what I'm saying? To the right of me, Andy's in the building. Flesh isn't here with us today. Flesh is on a little bit of R&R, you know what I'm saying, respectfully. Flesh needed a little break, you know what I mean? A little mental break, like we all do sometimes. Gang gonna say what you want to say.
Y'all say all the shit while I was gone.
We'll get his light skin ass in a minute. Okay. But check it out. If this is your first time viewing or listening to In Perfect Sense, look, I'm going to drop this disclaimer. If you're sensitive about your race, religion, sex, or what is it, politics, any of that, or your gender, you know, this isn't the show for you, man. We're very opinionated. This is why this is called In Perfect Sense. What makes perfect sense to us may not make perfect sense to you. And with that being started, we're getting right into the shits. We're not even going to waste no time with it.
You know what I'm saying?
Something really hot on the market right now, hot on the circuit, you know what I mean? And it's going to be a very biased show. I will be 100%. Let me sip a little bit of shout out the monster.
Shout out the
but
shout out the Trident.
Y'all said Trident. This motherfucker.
He's shouting out gum.
Your breath must be jumping.
You know what? I never knew anybody to actually have a gum sponsor outside of probably NASCAR. So maybe that's an angle that maybe we need to tackle over here. Yeah. But look, this is definitely going to be a very, very biased show today because that's how we want it, you know? Mm-hmm. We got all these shows out here where you got a round table of women.
You got the view. You got the talk.
This is our platform, man, and you know, like it or love it. You know what I mean? It might piss a lot of women off, but we don't really care. We don't really care.
Why did 50 Cent shit just came on here?
We might could play that in the intro, but real hot on the internet.
Right.
Which I personally didn't believe was anybody's business. But it is. They made it public. So when you put things out in public, you got to get ready for public backlash. You got to get ready for people to perceive it any type of way. If you want to keep things private, you don't want people to talk about it.
Correct.
Then you keep that shit at home. Mm-hmm. But Mr. August Alsina, R&B singer. Mm-hmm. I believe he's out of New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
All right. What was about a week or two ago, interview dropped with Miss Angelique. On the Breakfast Club, where he made some allegations that he had a relationship with the actress, the entrepreneur, the mogul, also wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, who is the wife of actor Will Smith.
Yes.
Now, you know how the internet goes fucking crazy, right? Mm-hmm. Internet went crazy. Oh, man, he lying, he blah, blah. I personally said, homie telling the truth.
Hell yeah.
Right.
People can say what they want.
Right.
Body language don't lie.
Right.
And a couple pictures I seen, I'm like, you know, I don't think that he's lying. And furthermore, when it comes to a young man dealing with some cougar pussy.
Mm-hmm. That's
seasoned.
That's different.
That seasoned vagina is way different to a young man.
Yeah.
You can't just hit that.
Than vagina on his level.
That's a different level. That's a different level of vagina.
She hit him off with that mama. She gave him
two camel toes. Bong bong, like it was over. Yo,
hey, listen, Jada must got that $1 million.
She got that. She got that snappy nappy dugout.
You got to look at her record. What's her record? You got Pac.
But see, you can't put that out there.
We're not gonna put it out.
We gotta respect her as a woman. She said nothing happened.
Okay,
but this particular, and then Tupac's not here to defend that.
Right.
But in this particular situation, the people involved are alive.
Right.
And I 100% when that boy came out, and he said that in that interview. Us as men, we know for a fact we're not gonna put ourselves out there like that on some emotional shit if it's not true.
Right.
Our egos are too high for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to throw yourself underneath the bus if you don't have to. So what were y'all thoughts when he first came out with the interview? Did you believe it or not?
Man, I believed that shit out the break. For the simple fact, I believed it last year when he leaked it, I think, through Twitter or Instagram or something like that. he said this happened last year, and everybody was like, oh, because it went away so fast. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, no. And without her saying anything or Will even saying nothing, it was no story there.
Right.
It was no story. And then still nobody wanted to sit down with him and talk about it. So it was really no story.
My thing too is, like, people, it's always been a rumor that Will and Jada had an open relationship. I don't think that's the case at all. I never thought that was the case. But usually, when rumors go that long, people usually tend to take them as truth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I never in a million years thought that was true. I'm not married, but I've been in relationships. And I don't want no another man plugging my woman. I'm not into that open relationship shit. So
fact.
I never, ever thought that shit was true. And then even when it became rumors about maybe Will has stepped out, it still was never any proof.
Right.
This right
never
here.
Never no proof.
This is on the table.
This is concrete evidence. I mean, I knew, I had a feeling it was true too. And the reason why I knew, because when I saw August Alsina, when he came out, I think he was on Instagram. When he showed his whole face was on swole, and he said, "Will put hands and feet on him."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Oh, what reason would another bro man?"
But the thing is,
put hands and feet on you.
But the thing is, what people fail to realize, and I'm glad you said that, is when people think of Will Smith, I don't know why for any strange reason people think Will Smith is some type of punk or some type of sissy. You know what I'm saying? He is from Philly, bro.
Because of
the records.
The records.
We had to go back.
Yeah. No, and then half of Fresh Prince was true, except for him getting his ass whooped.
But what I'm saying is he's still a man that stands 6 feet plus tall. He's a solid dude. I never thought Will Smith was a punk, ever. And so if somebody said, "Yo, Will Smith kicked my ass," I believe it. He probably did.
Yeah. When he from the hood. When he smacked the hell out that man trying to
give
him
a kid. Give him the Euro man like one. He's like, "Man, get that shit out of here, Jack."
Like, "Yo, bro.
Correction."
Yeah, man. So that South Philly Will came out. Or West Philly, wherever he from.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
West Philly.
Yeah.
West Philly, yeah. So, I mean, like, you know, and there's been murmurs about how he likes to put hands on people.
Okay.
First, you remember we heard about the thing about Ethan Hawke. He's up there drinking and talking shit.
And Will beat the shit out of
you. Will put hands and feet on him, right?
Yeah.
Tommy Davidson had came out recently. He said he put out a book. He said when him and Jada was on the set of Woo, he said Will Smith approached him. "Man, hey, listen, man. You're getting a little bit too close to my woman." And Tommy Davidson, he a nigga from D.C. He said, "Man, listen, man." He said, "We just acted." He said, "Did you hear what I said?" So Tommy Day said, rose up. He said, "Man, he's a big sucker. He said, "He's a big sucker." And I saw Tommy. He ain't no big dude at all.
No, Tommy Davis is a tiny man.
But Jada said, "Hope, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You need to back down.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead." And Will walked off.
Mm-hmm.
But we know how his temper. But that showed me his temperament about who he gives a fuck about.
Mm-hmm.
His woman.
Mm-hmm.
So people might think, "Oh, this is Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Real candy rap, whatever." No, he's a nigga Philly. Mm-hmm. Don't get it fucked up.
Yeah, don't get it fucked up at all. And this is the thing that with the hypocrisy of it that came out for me. I understand that Jada's successful.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that she's very intelligent. So in the eyes of the general public, because, you know, in our culture, we put our fucking celebrities up here.
Right.
Like they do no wrong. Like they make no mistakes. And that's the mistake that the general public make. Because when it first came out, they was like, "It's no way she could do that. She's giving people therapy. She's so successful. She's so wealthy. Her husband is this, her husband is that." Everybody has their indiscretions.
Right.
Everybody makes mistakes. You know what I mean? So you had these overly aggressive feminists coming out saying, "It's no fucking way. He's clout chasing and all."
Right.
I never believed he was clout chasing. I believe now from my point of view, if I'm in August's position, I'm shutting the fuck up.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just a different type of savage, baby.
Rolls Royce, please, with the stars.
You know, I'm just a different type of savage, like, because I'm thinking about it long term. I'm like,
these
man.
Opportunities.
Yeah, I'm like, shit. First of all, it's a secret. Yeah. Then on top of that, she's powerful. Her husband's powerful. I'm in the business. Hey, I'm going to ride this train, but he's on a different mental journey. Like, he has a low-key mental problem.
Yeah. And my whole thing is like this. It's very rare that you actually get to meet a millionaire. it's extremely rare you say, I got a millionaire number in my phone.
Like, I agree with that because y'all excited to hang out with me and I'm a thousandaire. So I know if y'all was around millionaires, like, I know, like, go ahead, finish. I'm sorry, go ahead, finish.
And for you to know too.
See
you know, to get? I'm talking about August, not you.
Not me?
He knows too. And I want kind of Conway to go dig a little bit deeper because me and Brother Conway's up there talking. Tell the whole origin. Like, how this came to pass, please.
Yo, the funny thing about it is, like, everybody talking about Will. Yeah, he hurt.
He hurt.
But for me.
He definitely hurt.
I want to really know how the fuck Jaden Smith feel because that was actually his friend that he brought to his mother to get help. And if you don't remember, when they did the red table with the kids, they were saying that they had to save their son and a friend from drugs so they won't die. The friend was August. Mm-hmm. Because Jaden was doing hella drugs. August was doing hella drugs. What? Bruh, them motherfuckers.
I'm just saying, I just never heard it. I'm just going off your word.
They released. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, people hear. So, like, because it's not juicy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But right. Jaden Smith, and everybody think that Jaden a clown anyway, or halfway gay or halfway straight. So they really don't care about him anyway. But they was on a red table. And they came out and said that, bro, like, they had to save him and a friend. From doing so much drugs. Mm-hmm. And they were like, not like coke or nothing, but it was like the prescription pills. And yeah. August is fucking addicted to prescription medication on top of having a mental issue. Mm-hmm. Their son is his friend. The son brought him to Jada. She didn't find him and he didn't come to her.
Right.
Willingly. Jaden brought them. Mm. So I want to know how Jaden feel that the
your
guy that...
Your homeboy plugged your mother?
Yes! Because at the end of the day, I don't care how skinny Jaden is, how bitch you might think he is.
That adrenaline will fuck you
boy,
up.
Boy!
And it's a 5-year...
Boy!
You gotta think of it. It's a 5-year difference between both of them.
Boy! Yo!
And so I said, when Conway told me, I said, now this makes more sense. Because I was trying to figure out, what is the connection? How did they actually link up? Because I was like... Because they, you know, you look at JD, you look at August. Well, how the fuck did y'all actually intermingle? How did y'all actually meet up? It didn't make sense to
but me. We all know because we've been navigating through this industry for years. So
right. Yeah.
We've been navigating through the music business, through Hollywood. So we know it's some weird shit right. Going behind closed doors. Like, and a lot of shit was kept secret until really reality TV brought a lot of shit to the forefront. Oh, but it's still some underlying things that... A lot of people with a lot of money, because they have a lot of money, they can hide. Like, you could take the documentary of, what's his name, Jerry Epstein? That's his name?
Yeah.
Jeffrey
Epstein? That's his name, the guy that died?
Jeffrey.
But you seen, when the documentary come out, you seen that it was certain things hidden because people got money can hide things. Oh, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to go too much further down that lane.
That's
but
why.
Hypothetically.
Just like Roger Stone was recently commuted. Never have to do no jail time because it's his best friend, Donald Trump, not allowing him to do the 3-year jail time.
Yeah, and the thing is, I'm glad you brought up Jaden because it's so many layers to this relationship indiscretion that affected a lot of people.
Right.
And the fact of the matter, we got to keep a G. Like if the world wasn't talking about it, none of us in this room would give
a fuck.
But the fact that the world talk about it, we got to give our perspective. So don't take this as gossip talk. We just giving you our perspective.
Shit.
Let's take a scenario, right? Let's say Conway down and out, right? I want you to give your true feeling. Mm-hmm. This your homie, he down and out. You bring him to your house. You know what I'm saying? You give him a place to lay his head. You get family structure around him. You give him love. But then you low-key find out he hitting your mother. What is your reaction?
We got to squabble, right?
Squabble. You know what I'm saying? And guard rest your mother's soul.
Yeah.
I already know how you would feel.
I got to open
up
the rear door to the backyard.
So my thing is, do you think that as a family, the red table talk should open up to the kids and see how they feel, or should they just leave it a private matter?
No,
I think they should leave it a private matter.
For me,
And just handle it internally.
They were already handling it internally until his pussy got too wet again, mm-hmm. and he had to come out.
Yeah.
He had, like, dead ass. Like, yo, women don't want you to be want you to be emotional, but when you become too emotional, right. and then the pussy start to drip, mm-hmm. then you a bitch. So, his pussy was dripping. He couldn't hold it in.
Right.
Oh, if you're going to put that on the red table, you're going to have to put that in because your kids aren't just regular kids either. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That kids are Willow and Jaden.
And he has another son. They also, and his older son.
And Trey.
And Trey's and the same age as August.
See, the crazy thing about it, that's great. See, and that was the other point that I was great go to. Like, that's not your kid. Mm-hmm. How can I look at you hitting this 27-year-old?
You thinking in the back of the mind, like, you might have hit my son.
You could have hit my son.
But I think it's a little different because he grew up underneath her.
Yeah, so she looked at him like a kid.
It's different.
But you got to think about it. She could have been that type of person that, like, you're not my son. You know what I mean?
Warning, we're not going to say she's Woody Allen, okay?
No, we're not.
She's definitely not Woody Allen. We're not adopting children and marry them later.
We're not going to do that, but it's a whole lot. It's a whole lot of think going in, like, man, like, yo, like, it's the kids have to. I'd rather you let them tell their truth, like how the women are saying she's telling her truth now. Mm-hmm. Tell their truth on their platform because all of them have a part into the red table. Mm-hmm. Why would you take it and let somebody else talk to your kids or hassle your kids? Just let it get it over with now.
Can I get my perspective,
before TMZ
my
hit.
Perspective on
August's, TMZ definitely
August's
get
emotions? Can I get my perspective?
Go ahead.
Me and Andy talked, we all talked this morning about what should have been and should not have been said, right? For me, when things happen like this to men, society wants to put us all in a box and think that we all supposed to be the same, right?
Right.
This guy isn't as mentally stable as maybe you or I would be.
Right.
Like, I was in an August Alcina type of situation twice where you really like somebody. Mm-hmm. And you know what? For me, I didn't know that this person was married. You find that out later.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And the thing
that's
a fact. And the thing that I argued about, even though he knew she was married, but what I'm saying is, it's like, these people let me know, okay, you know, I'm digging you digging me. And then you start liking each other. Then guess what? You find out later, you got a husband. We're going to work it out. This shit between you and I is cut off. Now, me being who I am, I'm emotionally sane. Okay, we good. My thing is, from a person from his upbringing, the way that he came up, he lost a lot of people. He been through a lot of shit. See, people, that interview with Angela Yee, people just take that one thing he said about Jada. He said a lot about his life that makes him emotionally unstable. So for an emotionally unstable person to come into a situation where people embrace you, show you love and all this other shit, and then it's rapidly gone, that just fuck you up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then we don't know what she was telling him because she was going through something emotional because she thought her marriage was over.
Right.
We don't know what she's whispering in his ear. And then we don't know how it abruptly ended. Like, she could have ended it with him or he could have ended it with her because he's seen that maybe that, you know, she's going back to her husband or she could have did it. Like, I am going back to my husband.
No.
Like, we don't know.
She ended it with him. yo, we not going to talk. You were going good. You were going good. I would not allow you to just say no. No, we know she ended that shit, and he's hurt.
Yeah,
bro, like,
cause he fell in love.
Yo, bro, like, I was there.
Million dollar honey pot.
Yeah, I'm saying. I mean, I was there. I just wasn't, and I still won't ever say who it was because I respect those women. Like, and we're friends.
Shit.
Like, it's just you made the best move. What was best for you? You wanted to get back with your. All right, cool.
But we come from a different cloth.
Well, we were raised different.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I agree with Conway. I believe she cut it off. She said, "You know what? This was nice. It's cool, but I ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. fucking up this band.
And it's so, not even that. From when Will had to correct her from the entanglement.
He did
it. He had to correct it, like,
clear that shit up.
Yeah, you was in a relationship.
He pressed her.
Yo, it was.
It felt like he was finding out the same time the world was finding out, and I felt as though that was fucked up. I know he's a strong dude, but he's even much so a great actor too. He's a great actor, and in that particular scene, I'm looking at him like, yo, his eyes was just like,
bruh,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
he wasn't acting.
You know what I mean?
Because this is how I know he wasn't acting. He was serious. Mm-hmm. Her reactions every time he said something was like, oh, shit. He getting upset again. Because when he did that, yo, save the fuck it was. She was like, what? Like, almost
that
like.
That Philly Will was coming out.
She had that fucking Tina Turner.
That Philly Will start coming out.
But the craziest thing about it is like, yo, she definitely broke it off. But going back to the Angela Yee joint, like, the other people that I'm worried about is the kids of his brothers that he take care of. Because, you know, his brother was murdered. She was murdered.
He taking care of kids. He taking care of siblings or something like that. Yeah.
They got to go through this shit too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Where they stand in this house.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Did they get cool?
Because
with
they were living with him.
Right.
So what happened?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of stories.
Right. It's a lot of layers of victims.
It's so many layers because he was hanging out. Because at first, if you first initially look at it, I remember Conway pointing out, he said, yo, he was cool with Jaden. Because he would just go around with the kids because he was with Jaden.
Yeah.
And he was with Willow. So I said, okay, he's a family friend. And then you speed it up. You remember when he was on the red carpet and he had his arm around Jade? I said, the body language was down.
You see Queen Latifah in the background looking like,
yeah. Queen Latifah like, hold up, Will.
Like Stoney?
No,
like Stoney. Queen gave Stoney.
Hey, look, she was like this. She probably hit Will like, I could take it back to that scene. You want me to fuck her up for you real quick? Because I don't like this.
You gotta think,
Queen.
Yeah.
Will.
Hey, you want me to fuck her up real quick?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's so many layers.
I love you first.
And the circle is so small.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
I love you first. So, I will fuck her up right now.
And it seemed like they was up there saying, well, this hit me. I looked at it. And what I compared it to interviews, her, like, Angela Yee with August, it was more so like he said so much more stuff, but they just take that one.
They take that one excerpt,
because it's finally telling the truth of what happened. When he said it the first year, last year, it wasn't enough detail for us to be like,
bro,
yo got put out the crib, and Will not showing no reaction,
right.
Jaden not showing no reaction,
right.
Will keep that poker face on, baby.
Listen, when August showed the whole lumped up face, I said, oh, yo, this shit is real.
Something happened. See, and then the other thing that I feel that Will had a relationship with Cho too, as in helping him, because you gave this, you call him Og too. Like, you don't call him August.
You got the nickname Og.
You got Og. Like,
that's personal.
He took a man like he was his own. So that was personal.
That's Will Smith's personality. Like, he's a good motivation speaker.
Because at the end of the day, they all know August.
Huh.
Everybody in their family have August. A person I was like, damn. He just keep getting knocked down.
Bro.
And they open up their home and their hearts. And their lifestyle.
Jada
to
got
this
that
guy.
I don't think that it would have stung.
She need to do that to her family.
I don't think it would have stung Will as much if it was just she had a relationship with some dude she just
outside.
Met outside, not somebody that you put your arm around.
Right.
He knows your family. He knows everything about you. He's laid in your house. Yeah. I think it would have hit different for him. It was like, okay, she did her thing. It's over with. We moving on. You know what I mean? Maybe he did his thing. Maybe he didn't. We don't know if Will did his thing. We can't say
because
there's no proof on it yet. Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't.
She tried to reel it in like when he hit her with the. you know I'm going to get that ass back, right?
That's what I was going to touch on. Yeah, he said.
And she said, you did enough. But we don't know.
What?
Because the way they said it, like, yeah, it come out now, but we already handled this.
Yeah.
And then it wouldn't have stung Will as much either if August would have shut his mouth. If he'd have just, they would have had an internal conversation. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I can't expect everybody to think like us and have
I think when everything was done, I think when Jada said she was done, she was done.
Mm-hmm.
She cut him off.
Yeah, because she's strong-willed.
Yo, listen, she's from Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, she even said, for me being an independent.
Her being from Baltimore goes two different ways for me. Like,
dun.
Yeah, you being from Baltimore, let me know that's why you open your legs up. But y'all okay?
I was just going to say.
I think my screen froze up.
Yeah. No, okay.
I mean, the Baltimore side came in when she was like, let me make this.
This promiscuous ass fucking town.
Loose pussy. That lets you know when she went to the School of the Arts, the way she was put on that fucking show sitting there with her legs crossed, right. And her fucking husband wanted to snatch her fucking ass across the table. You know what I'm saying?
But she emphasized, like, nobody gave me permission.
Yeah.
I decided.
Yeah, like,
she,
yeah.
She owned the show. I was like, okay.
I know August, but she is fine too. I can't even lie, like Jada fine, like
man, her mama fine.
Yeah, so, yeah. I don't blame her for being emotional, listen, baby. Hey, she is bad. Jada is bad, bro.
Yeah, she's bad.
But
people know how I love hazel-eyed women. Yeah. Like I love them.
That's what I said. She sat there, looked that man dead in his eye, grabbed them shoulder blades. Said don't move.
see, you see what you just said? You see what you just said? Like that's what fucked him up. Like if it was just a regular little groupie and he just bent her over and hit her, we wouldn't be having this conversation. The fact that she put emotion.
Your body was like this, look.
She transferred that emotion to him, yo.
Your body did this, look.
And listen,
she transferred that emotion.
She said that she was trying to find love. She was looking for love.
Right.
Because she didn't know what was going to happen between her and Will.
She was going through emotions.
She was going through emotions. And he was the most vulnerable person she didn't have to go out to get nothing. She ain't had to,
he was right there.
Almost
like a predator. Yeah. And I'm going to get into that. But almost like a predator.
But this the thing, though. This is where it's not. It's almost like when. And I hate saying this, when your relative rape your relative. Because it's so in-house and it never gets talked about until that person gets old enough to speak up. Right. They could say that shit to you every day and you like, man, you lying on grandpa.
Right.
Oh, you lying on auntie. They not doing nothing to you. But then when they start showing you the wounds, showing you XYZ, letting you know what's going on now that they older. You like, yo, that motherfucker really touched you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening now. Yeah. That his emotions is as a person that was raped at the most vulnerable part of his life. He come to you looking for help. Mm-hmm. That person not, then you give him love, you give him
that
emotion. And then you give him in a relationship.
And then take it away.
And then you take it away. Right. Yo, that's
for a person that's mentally unstable.
Right.
She lucky that his mental is not the mental of a killer.
Right, because that.
I think both of them are lucky that Will Smith's mental isn't a killer.
And I agree with that too.
Because in a sense, if he was to go and say, you know what, I'm gonna kill you, and I'm gonna kill you,
and I'm gonna kill myself,
and nobody can say nothing, like.
And yo, the whole time I'm looking at this, I just see people gonna be like, "Oh, why are you taking it that far?" I see in-house rapists preying on an emotional person because they're going in an emotional state. And like I said,
she was mentally unstable. Two mentally unstable people at the same time don't equal nothing good.
But the thing is. How mentally unstable can be snapped back? His shit been going this way for years. You can't just snap that back where you're telling me, you're telling a person that lost so much. You lost family members that you was close to. You lost homeboys that you was close to. All his music is about people that he fucking lost.
He has a lot of trauma.
And then not only at that, something happened to his mother and father when he was young, and now you becoming a parent, and you didn't even have your own yet.
Yeah, you know what's go ahead.
But what I was gonna say was, I'm gonna touch back on the Angela Yee interview, and she kind of led into it. I like how she did the interview. Because he was talking about his sister. He talked about how his sister was like his cheerleader.
Yeah.
She believed in him. Mm. And she said, you're going to be great. Mm. And in unfortunate circumstances, she was taken away.
Right. That fucks you up.
He was at a low of lows. And then here comes this rare sunshine. And her name is Jada.
Well, no, before we didn't go and blame it on her in the beginning.
No, I'm not going
to blame it. It was a motherfucker who came to him and said, yo, we're going to get you out the hood, and then raped him.
Ooh, wait a minute.
Ooh.
See, you going, you went far left.
That's another show.
You went far left, but I'm gonna tell you like this. Like for the closed-minded women that's gonna see this or hear this,
right.
The first thing they're gonna say, y'all corny, y'all not supposed to be emotional, y'all men. That's the box I'm talking about. Because if more men express how they really felt, we have less motherfuckers in jail, less motherfuckers going upside women's head, less motherfuckers killing each other. It's the fact that men can't really express themselves without someone thinking that they're fucking corny. We have to have these type of discussions because this shit could have went totally fucking left. It could have went totally left if he was just a regular Joe Mo 9 to 5 and this shit happened to him and got an entanglement with somebody else. He could have killed everybody. He killed himself.
It could have been Fox 5 over top of Will and Jada's land.
Not even Will and Jada. If it's just a regular Joe Mo. You know what I'm saying? Matt and Sue.
Yeah.
We're dealing with Fred. And you know what I'm saying? Like, this is just everyday life. But I want to flip the script because I need people to keep that same energy, right?
When people
coming out saying, well, they were separated. No, she was still legally married, baby.
She
was still legally married, baby.
It's not like you in a relationship with no papers and then y'all take some time. That's different.
You know what I'm saying? And this was a dude that was close to y'all. But I wanted to keep the same energy because you know why? Because if the shoe was on the other foot and this was Will Smith, you would have had every feminist group. People would have been pulling sponsors. You know what I'm saying?
Me too would have been in the mix.
He would have been crazy.
Because you know how him and they would. Let me finish.
Let's put Will Smith in a scenario, right?
I'm gonna tell you why.
Let me put Will Smith in a scenario. We take Will Smith. Right? And we're going to randomly throw any singer in there. Let's say Meg Thee Stallion. She's hot right now. Let's say Meg Thee Stallion's down on her luck, right? She come up mentally fucking unstable. I know you'll do it anyway. But let's say she's mentally unstable.
Right.
Right? You invite her into your home. You're helping her out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Everything that August went through, she went through. Right? And next thing you know, you having problems in your marriage and, you know, now you need comfort. And she comforts you. Now you fucking her, she fucking you. Mm-hmm. But then you say, you know what? The grass isn't greener on the side right here fucking with you. I need to work it out with my wife.
Right.
And you abruptly cut it off. What's she going to do? He raped me. He did this. He led me on. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Because you know who that really is in real life? R. Kelly.
Right.
Yeah.
That's who the fuck that is.
Right.
This is R. Kelly's.
He was my father figure.
This is R. Kelly.
He took it somewhere else.
He, yeah, you know what I'm saying? This is the R. Kelly story. This is, oh, well,
a woman.
I got this some emotional young woman and I'm helping her out and blah, blah, blah. Boom. Everybody coming at
and
you.
And somebody brought you to him.
Right. And you know what? This kind of almost leads up to one of our first shows. You remember when I said it seems like women are, oh, I can do this, I can handle this one. And we always had to come through and clean shit up.
All the time.
Chessmaster Will came through and cleaned shit up.
Yeah, the clean shit up.
Within 15 minutes.
But he's that family's dead. They're going to need therapy.
The whole family.
Yeah.
The whole family. Okay. And I pray that they get it.
Now, this is what I was going to relate to, right? So, if it was Will that did this, any other mm-hmm. female that mm-hmm. was led into the house that's what they keep forgetting. Separated. They were separated, but they never left the house. She just went to another house on the same.
It'd have been Will. So Will, you fucking Jada homegirl in the house. I can't believe you.
Let's get another thing. Jada wouldn't have brought another woman in the house.
But
Jada wouldn't allowed it. I'm telling you.
You don't dangle meat in front of a lion.
And then, and before I get what I want to say, I want people to stop saying that they both agreed to an open relationship. Because I got
true.
She said out her mouth, Will, if you were to want that, it was basically she dared him to do that shit, and it was going to be a problem. This is before, I guess August came.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I want people to stop saying that they had an open relationship. Neither one of them said, yes, we have an open relationship.
Because somebody starts a rumor and they just keep it fucking going.
They never want you to believe that is truth.
I never believed that.
And then no one can never find you the clip where she say, yeah, I have an open relationship. Me and Will have an open relationship.
Never.
She told him on, I think it was around the first red table or flirt to the red table. Like if you was, they was, that question came up and she's like, yeah, well, if you mean basically, yeah, we can have an open relationship if you dare it. If you dare it.
And the funny thing, everybody that's on Instagram, and first of all, the memes and shit is just funny.
Yeah,
but you know what I'm saying? But the thing is,
that one today
with the remix,
that took the best scene.
I seen that.
Yo, that shit was.
But what I'm saying is, these people that are so holier than thou, that are really trying to judge what's going on in them people's house. Y'all got that shit going on in y'all regular everyday life. You got a man or a woman at home that's really good, that's taking care of you, and you fucking around with the help. You know what I'm saying? On a low,
right?
Because you feeling some type of way. Right. Like, you know what I mean? People don't know how they react until they actually get in that situation.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? That's just how it is in my book.
Now, that's the crazy part. Now, let me get my other part out. This is the reason why they would have hit Will so hard. What a lot of people not going to look at, but a person like me look at, they're going to be like, oh, she must have found that bitch with Jay-Z. Because a lot of people don't know. A lot of people do know, but some of them try to be ignorant until something pop off. That him and Will has a lot of business partnership. Like, they have a lot of business together.
Right.
From the movies.
They do.
To the I Am Legend and all that shit started all that. Will and Jay combination. Fella, Play and Annie and all that shit.
Willow being that.
Willow being Rock Nation's fucking like video, like the dictator and all that shit. Like she had, So. They were going to be, oh, that's why, it's at the same time that he's doing this with Beyonce. Oh, Will must have did that with him.
People trying to put two and two together.
Yeah,
and
that's not what they were going to do. And it's not. It's not.
The positive thing that I really want people to take from this is that that shit that you say at your wedding through thick and thin, they living through that. So when you having your little situations in your marriage or your relationship and you just ready to give up, just take the situation that they going through. Their shit is in the public eye for millions of people to see. And he's still standing by his wife. She's still standing by her husband. Like, if you really love somebody, man, you going to work it out.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's why it's called through thick and thin. And that's what I would commend them about.
That's the strongest part of that whole red table was...
They really didn't have to do that.
They could have kept
and told everybody, fuck you.
Toot, toot. But he said, Black Twitter think it's their business now. So
right.
So let's.
And then you give people like us who got a platform now. Yeah. We gotta talk about
now,
it.
Now, and it's like, who else to give the platform to? Because all the clips gonna now come from us.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Which means that someone watched our shit.
Right.
Which now means that stream came into our platform,
mm-hmm.
which means that money goes into our account.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why not? Right. Why go talk to somebody else? Why talk to your friend Gail or your friend Oprah or your friend?
You can do it from the
Ayana. When you can do it from your own shit and sit there like a relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they control the narrative and that whole thing. They have it was just them two and a cameraman.
That's what I thought was so fucking genius and so beautiful. Say, okay, we're just gonna take it to the red table.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're gonna do, and we're gonna chop it up. We're gonna talk about our truths.
Mm-hmm.
And now a couple of things I took. It was a lot. It was only 15 minutes, but it was a lot that was loaded in there 15 plus minutes.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things they did say, and she kind of said, she's like, let it be clear. I understand. She said, it's just the verbiage that August had used. She said, he doesn't want to be known as a homewrecker, and it wasn't his fault.
Mm.
Nobody wants to be known that.
Yeah, of course. Because, you know, he got his own image. She don't want him to get, you know, because people.
She owned up to it, but the thing is, people take little things like entanglement and the word that she used, like, oh my God. And I mean, don't get me wrong, it's still funny. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
It's still
entanglement
funny.
Entanglement is wild.
It's still funny. But the thing is, she didn't make no excuse. But the thing that people that don't know her was trying to make excuses for her. Like, what are you talking about? She owned up to her own
shit. That's why I like that they did do the red table, and she started it off with, it's people out here making excuses for me, and I want my words to be heard.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Like, erase what they said.
Because she said, I ain't never say none of that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially your mother come out saying she said shit.
Yeah.
Of course, you're not going to say my mother says shit. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. But it's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I mean, and they look at Willis Smith like they are New Age, Ozzy, and Ruby D. They do. But guess what? At the end of the day,
they're humans. Yo, the thing is,
at the end of the day,
their marriage and Barack Obama marriage and Beyonce and Jay-Z marriage, them three marriages is what people are reaching for. You're reaching for the Michelle Obama and Barack marriage, or you're reaching for the Will and Jada, or you're reaching for the Jay and Beyonce. Those are the top of people in our culture that people reach for.
Right.
Even my marriage is going to be like 1, 2, or 3.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, and the crazy shit about it, all three of them have flaws and they worked that shit out.
Oh. Right.
They didn't bust in the motherfucking window.
They didn't come on Facebook saying he ain't shit.
Yeah.
And fuck that bitch, I'm going to tag her and all this other shit. Like,
because at the end of the day, just like with preachers, people forget they're human.
Right.
Right.
Well, they think celebrities ain't human anyway.
And
they eat, sleep, and shit just like you do.
They're human.
Right.
Human beings have human reactions.
Right.
Human beings have certain things that they fucking like... can't stop doing.
Yeah, well,
flaws. Yeah, and I'm gonna tell everybody that's, you know, don't start coming out the woodworks, because it's, you know, other females coming out saying, I wasn't really fucking with August like that. Don't jump on that bandwagon, because you already see he mentally unstable. He gonna tell you. He gonna tell what it
now,
is.
Now, Kiki,
okay, I see where you're going.
Don't do it. Like,
Kiki,
people be looking for that moment.
Hold
yo.
On, Kiki.
He know he hit.
I want to say
hit.
One thing.
I want to
say one thing.
Well, he came out and said she hit.
Now look.
He hit.
Now look.
People
Kiki.
Always want to disassociate themselves
Kiki.
When bullshit happens.
Because he's at a down spiral, and you fuck with Jada, and you fuck with Willow. Don't start making this man seem like you never had, even if you didn't want his girlfriend. A fuck is a fuck.
Man, let me tell you
A friendship is a friendship.
What did we talk about earlier? Body language.
Yeah.
One thing I know, and women, y'all could deny it all you want. When you really into a dude... Right? Y'all riding around cruising? What's the first thing y'all do? Y'all get in that car and be like, boop, boop, with him in the background. Because you into him.
Yeah.
You ain't doing that with no regular Joe Blow. You know what I'm saying? Oh, look who I'm with, y'all. Hashtag in love. Hashtag we cruising. Hashtag blah, blah, blah. Hashtag he fucked you and left. Out of here.
Yo, and that's the craziest part about it is, like, don't start trying to... See, that's what I don't like. Like, and then women gonna
people
be
start
mad at
kicking
me.
You when you down. That's yeah, a kick you like, when you down moment.
It's,
you know
it's
I mean?
So fucked up because when a woman do it, right, it's like it's justified and mm-hmm. people kick that person down. When a man do it, is fucking not justified. And everybody on your head, bro.
It's just like we can't win. You know what I'm saying? Solange kicks Jay-Z ass in the elevator. Yeah, girl, you should have fucked him
you
up.
Should have
did. He'd have knocked our ass out. Oh my god! He would have been over. We can't win. We can't do this, Jay-Z.
Cancel him now.
We can't win. But check this out, yo. Give your final thoughts. Give your final thoughts real quick so we can get up out of here.
Cancel nobody that fucking on their own. But look though. for real, that's why you can't cancel us, bitch. So look, my final thought is basically, like, damn, like, yo, when a person, it's fucked me up. Go ahead, I come back, yo.
Okay, let me put it like this. I think the Smiths played a perfect, their interview was Chess. They spoke so well, they expressed themselves on their platforms. And at the end of the day, guess what they said? This show to pass.
Yeah, which I agree.
We good. Don't worry about us. We're going to be fine. and nothing's going to stop. We're going to be all right.
All right. Now, I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead, bro.
Well, you already know. So, my final thought is basically this. Do not shit on a person that you don't know relationship when your relationship is not booming, right? Because if you can't walk out and say we're gonna work this out like they did, you're not no better. You don't even have a candle to start the forest fire with. Right. If you can't do that, two women give the same energy when a woman do some shit to a man that you would have did. You would have said for if the man was on other shoes. You know what I mean, like if that was Will. You definitely would have been like, oh, you're a dog. It would have been, you would have probably had fucking dog ears on Will and everything, you know what I mean? Yeah. You wouldn't have been making like the little funny memes. You'd have been making like some heartful shit. Two, and the third, my last final thought, yo. Will, yo, I understand you hurt, bro. And I commend you for being a strong brother, man.
Yes.
I agree with that. Hey, my final thoughts is first and foremost, is to actually everybody, if you can, keep that whole family in prayers because it's a lot of healing that Absolutely. Needs to be done between Will, Jada, the kids, August, everybody. And then secondly, you got to be careful what you get into. You know what I mean? Because dealing with somebody and dealing with that raw emotion. You don't know if you're not willing to or able to give 100% of yourself, don't do it. You know what I mean? You don't know where people are going to take it. This is why a lot of us end up in domestic violence situations. We end up taking each other life out here. I mean, you just got to know what you're getting yourself into. If you not really healed yourself, then you can't heal nobody else. If you're not ready to love yourself, you can't love nobody else. Like, you have to take out time to love you.
Yeah.
Period. Like, before you get into anything. That's why I'm the type of person, lost my relationship. I refuse to jump into another one until I'm 100% ready.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? I don't have no problem staying to myself. You know right. what I mean? And also, another thing, I don't want to keep dragging it on. Keep your mouth closed. Because when you put things out in the public, mm-hmm. you have to be ready for the public perception. People going to give their opinions, whether you like it or not. If it's a private matter, keep that shit to yourself. Anything else? We good?
Shit.
All right, this has been another edition of Imperfect Sense right here on UnifiedRadio.tv. See y'all the same time, same Unified channel next week. Peace.
Peace.
Oh, my God, I got pissed.